Yeah, here I am in Trondheim, Norway. Did the gig last night. Didn't get to record anything before the gig, so got in late. But yeah, it turns out landing an aeroplane on a icy runway really scares me. I mean, I wasn't the guy flying it, but still. So last night's gig went well. It was one of those where you don't know that it's going well at the time. On stage, you think, are they getting what I'm talking about? But the guy who runs it after is saying that in their culture, booing is a sign that they're really enjoying it. They say boo, and it kind of means more. And he was teaching me some of the local language as well. There's a word, it's spelled something like G-H. There's like an A and E put together. And then T-H-O with two dots above it, F-F. And that's their word for, like, bravo. So when they shout, get off, boo, they were really enjoying it. So turns out, yeah, good gig. I thought as a radio presenter, I'd have a listen to some of the music that goes here. This is their chart music in Norway. Yeah, that guy playing that is Norway's answer to Britney Spears. Bald head, bit of a beard. It's pretty much exactly like Britney Spears. I must admit, Norway is fantastic. I'm loving it here. You can hear some construction work in the background, so it just goes to show not being part of the EU doesn't mean that everything grinds to a halt. Although things are expensive. Struth, man, I've ended up paying 40-something or other for a coffee. I don't know what it is, but I think you can also buy a house for that. So it is a bit expensive. And seeing as they're not in the European Union, I've not checked how much their Marmite costs. I might go and do that later on, if I can stand the shock. But it is very cold. I think someone said -7. Probably might have said anything, to be honest, in that language. It's indecipherable. There is that, though. There is the fact that some of the signs, if you go to places like France and Italy, you can make out the signs. In these Nordic places, it's a lot of words. It's a lot of letters in one long word. But the word for toilet is very similar to the word toilet. And on stage last night, I did say, well done. You know, great minds think alike. Right, I'm off to go and pay 40-something or other for another coffee. And, well, by the time you're hearing this, I'm back in the UK. Back to you, Steve.